Blog Talk Radio.
Pastor Jay Rouse, and all of us here at Rouse Ministries and its affiliates. A special day it is today. We have made it to our third day in 2016, and if you're not happy about that, then you need to really take a look at those who didn't quite make it to day three, let alone to the new year. Amen. Praise God. We're so glad you could join us today, and we're so glad that we're able to share the beginning and the first week of your new year, 2016. we're going to have to jump in like we're learning to swim and somebody tossed us in, amen? So you better learn to tread water quickly, and we're going to get through this because we're looking for better and greater things to come. If you didn't do it last year, you get a chance to do it this year. And if you didn't like it last year, then you could fix it this year. Amen. I love when we get to do over. Praise God. This is your new opportunity to seize everything you never had or didn't do or felt you couldn't do. You get a chance to do it now. And I'm so glad you could join us. Today we're going to see what the Word of God has to say in our sermon message series for the new year entitled Get Right, Get Ready. And it's taken on so many views on this that you're going to be blessed either way. Praise God. And I truly am looking forward to what God has for us too. I also want to wish a very happy new year and a very good Sunday morning to my mom who's live in studio. Good morning, Mom. God bless you and God keep you and God continue to keep his hands upon you and bring you peace, love, and joy eternally now and evermore. All right, let's get things moving. We've got a lot ahead of us and we want to get to the Word of God because I'm excited, I'm anxious, and I and looking forward to diving into the Word of God. But last year we had a theme, and it was This Is My Season by William Murphy, because we had declared it, amen? You've got to speak those things as though they are to get them to come to fruition. And so we declared it at the end of 2014 and at the beginning of 2015 that this was our season. And the sermon last year was, there is a reason this is your season. Amen. And we actually let you hear that again on Wednesday for those of you who may have logged in. And so we want to know, how far have we come? Did we really heed to the Word of God? Did we seize and take advantage of what God had for us? Did we go ahead and do what God wanted us to do? And did we go ahead and do what we needed to do? And so now this year, we are talking about getting right and getting ready because there's so much going on, so much happening, so much to look forward to, and so much going forth. But this year, we have declared our new song is Greater Is Coming. And so we want you to listen in as Jacqueline Carr touches our hearts and reminds us that greater is coming. Amen.
And I will have to go through three stages, for it's all to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's prepared. marching in the spirit, preparing me for greater.
Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we know greater is coming, and whatever the situation we may be in today, it is only but for a moment. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we speak joy, we speak life, we speak love, we speak deliverance, we speak salvation, we speak restoration, Father God, into the lives of our listeners, into the followers, and Father God, into our lives right now. We know that you are a waymaker when there is no way. We know you are a healer when there is sickness. We know you are a deliverer when we are closed and shut in. And we know you are our strength in a time of need, and you are our mighty fortress. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare into our lives only good. And Father God, we take anything that's not of you right now and we remove it in the name of Jesus. We rebuke it, we bind it up, and we cast it away. In the name of Jesus, we speak power, we speak authority, and we stand on your word this day. Father, we look to you right now for the new year that is ahead of us. We look to you to remove what we didn't need to bring with us from the old year, because you said all things are passed away and everything is new. We know that there is a season under heaven for everything. But we declare in this season nothing but good in Jesus' name. We look to you for a word right now, Father God. So fill us. Open our ears, open our eyes, open our mind, and open our heart. But Father God, I stand humbly before you as your servant and ask that you use me. Remove anything that is not of you and may it be pleasing in your ears. And let the word go forth, as we know it shall not come back void. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we got to get it played up because you know I love to get praised up. We have a series of New Year's songs. We're going to start off with Jesus in the City with my friend Ayanna Solomon. Say Yes by Michelle Williams featuring Beyonce and Kelly Rowland. Break Every Chain, because we really need to, by our buddy Tasha Cobbs. And a reminder of where we were last year with William Murphy and This Is My Season. And then we'll be back with our scriptures. Sit back, enjoy, praise, and pray, and find the Spirit to bring forth for our word in Jesus' name.
Every tongue, every tribe, every race, all in day.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There is power. Come on. In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power.
Break every chain,
break every chain.
Come on, say to break every chain,
break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising.
But I've sure been faithful. See, God. and I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. I see for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it. To do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say.
Give the increase. And this year, as he said, we don't care what your circumstances is. It's already getting better. And this is the year of greater. Amen. Praise God. Greater is he in you than he that is in the world. Praise God. All right. Let's get our scriptures ready. Get your word of God out, your Bible. Get your little laptops up or your little iPads and tablets or wherever you search out the Word of God. We posted some scriptures. Now, here's what we've got. We've got Matthew 24 is our key scripture we're going to be reading from today. We also referred to Philippians 4 and Jeremiah 29. But we will not be reading all of those. But right now, if you can turn to Matthew 24, and we will be reading some excerpts out of that, and we will proceed on from there. and we posted on Facebook. We always recommend that you read the Word of God, meaning the Bible. However, we will be reading from some of the scriptures set out, but not the entire chapters. Feel free to read the chapters and, if possible, the entire books of these chapters so you have a full and better understanding of the context and how they were applied. But we are going to use the Word of God to build up, to show that we need to be right and then ready. Amen. Praise God. All right. From Matthew 24, I am going to go ahead and read verses 1 to 8 and 36 to 24. So 1 to 8 says, Jesus left the temple and was walking away when his disciples came up to him to call his attention to its buildings. Do you see all these things? He asked. Truly, I tell you, not one stone here will be left on another. Everyone will be thrown down. As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. Tell us, they said, when will this happen, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? Jesus answered, watch out that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah, and will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains. My. All right, and we're going to scroll down a little further into Matthew 24, and we're going to read from verses 36, and I think I said to 42. Let me see, check my notes, praise God. Yes, 36 to 42, and I'll begin reading. But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. This is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill. One will be taken and the other left. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. My. All right, and I'm just going to refer again to Philippians 4. The scripture that will be applied today's message will be Philippians 4:8, which reads, finally, brothers and sisters, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And then we know Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. We'll be back with Get Right, Get Ready, and hear from the Lord. This is Jesus at the Center of It All by Israel Houghton and New Breed as we prepare for the Word of God.
worship you this morning, Lord. We declare together that it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus, at the center of it all. Sing it. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, and nothing else matters. Center, say, Jesus, be the center of my life. Jesus, be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you.
and Jesus be the center of it all. Jesus be the center of your life and your church, your home, your every thought, your ever being, because it's not about you. My, my, my. I know people will be mad at me because I said that, praise God, the truth will hurt sometimes, but it really isn't all about you. God blesses us. You know, it's funny, I saw the other day on Facebook, and I saw it a couple times, and it really hit me, and it was a meme that they had, and it said, I fear a world I fear a world with children who were raised without being spanked and won trophies for just participating. And I, because, you know, they say this, spare the rod, spoil the child. And I realize that we have limitations now on how we can discipline our children. But then I thought of the Lord God Almighty. And he says that he chastens and he chastises and he punishes those whom he loves. You see, if every time we did something wrong and nobody ever called us out on it, how would we ever learn that it's wrong? And when would we ever actually stop doing wrong and learn to do right? And God has a way that he says, look, this is what you're supposed to be doing. This is how you go about doing it. And this is how I want it done. Now, if you work someplace and they want something done a certain way and you don't do it that way, then they're not going to be happy and they want you to learn to do it their way. When God Almighty tells you he needs things done a certain way, you don't play with God. You don't play with the one who gives you the air you breathe. You don't play with the one who gives you life, who feeds you, who clothes you, who puts shelter over your head, who protects you, who heals you. When you catch a flu or something, it's God who brings you through. Amen? What is the saying? You don't bite the hand that feeds you. Now, in Matthew 24, the beginning of this talks about the destruction of the temple and the signs of the end times. I think everybody has been told that Jesus is coming. He is coming. Those who tell you they know when, according to this word that we read today, they don't really know. Jesus himself doesn't know. He admitted it right here in the Word of God. He showed you signs. And he told you these things will happen and these happen. But he didn't say, okay, and as soon as that happens, bam, I'm going to show up. No. He said, all these are the beginning of birth pains. Now, if every minute that we have represents hardly anything to the Lord God Almighty. We heard yesterday in a sermon, praise God, about how thousands of years or hundreds of years could be like less than a day for us, for in God's eyes. So, you know, not everybody goes through labor pain the same length. I know my labor pain lasted for 3.5 hours, and I thank God that's all it was. I hear people say, oh, I was in labor for 2 days. And I'm like, wow, how did they even survive that? Because I think 30 minutes into major labor pain, I was like, okay, I'm so done. Let's get this over and done with. But for the birth to happen, it has to come with pain. When a child is born, okay, and this is perfect timing. Thank you, Jesus. When a child is born, and we always talk about the baby new year. Well, we in the new year. And when the child is born, right before the child is born, the mother's usually complaining. Her feet are swollen, and she's not feeling really good, and she wants the child out. She was so happy. Oh, yes, we're having a baby. Oh, yes, oh, bliss, oh, joy. until her body starts transforming and everything hurts. And that could even be when the birthing pains start, because just because labor is when you're pushing or the baby's coming out doesn't necessarily mean that that is when the actual birth pains begin, because your body starts to transform and things start to change in your life and you become a little uncomfortable and things aren't the way you like them and things aren't happening the way you want and you weren't expecting things to start taking place the way they were. My. And you get a little uncomfortable. That, my children, is when the birthing pain actually begins, because Scripture also tells us that we have to start by the transforming our minds and how we think. We cannot be in the world and of the world. And so when things become a little uncomfortable, the world is becoming very uncomfortable for Christians. We are being persecuted. Matthew 24 talks about that. There is war all over the place. Whether you're Christian or not, you're under attack, because you might just live in a city where they ain't too happy because, you know, they've got war. War does not pick out who it's going to hurt and who it's not going to hurt. It just goes. And then we always talk about the innocent victims of war. We hear rumors of war. We're just hearing more the other day, and I was just telling my mom, I can't believe this place is talking about being war ready. We know they're war ready. Why are they telling everybody they're war ready? We're aware of that. Nobody's coming after you. But it is something that Jesus said has to happen. If you take a look at Matthew 24, verse 6, he said, "You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, end is still to come." So this is not the end. You know, Jesus is going to do what they call it in the entertainment business, a big finish, praise God. But he says right here, even he does not know. Nations will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Well, that's been happening for quite some time, and it's picked up a lot. It says there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. Well, we know this is happening, and it's picking up. All these are the beginning of birth pains. It does not indicate when the actual labor is going to happen. But the thing is, what he's telling us, because even he does not know, he is reminding us that we need to get ready. Now, you don't want to get ready and then find out, okay, I'm ready, but you didn't get right. Because if you read further down, he talks about, well, one will be doing this and one will be doing that and one will leave and one will get left behind. Well, we know who was ready, but who was right? And so you cannot get ready until you get right. You need to make sure you're doing what God wants you to do. You need to do what God told you to do. You need to move forward in where God wants you to be, and you need to be how God wants you to be. There's none of this, okay, I'm ready, you know, I'm just going to live my life how I want, and then when it happens, well, you know, hopefully I will have time to get right. No. There's no getting ready and then getting right, because as you can tell, you cannot be ready and trying to wait on getting right when you don't know when it's time to be ready for. So you need to get right and then get ready. Now, I had stopped reading at Matthew 24:42, where it says, "Therefore keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. Now, in 43, and I'm going to keep reading, it says, but understand this. If the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, my, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. If you knew exactly what day he was coming, you would live it up and party and just do whatever you felt like doing. And then, like, if it was midnight, we'll use that time just because it's the new year. Then probably, I don't even know, some of you would cut it real close and say 1 minute to midnight, get right. It doesn't work like that. Because he knows that when God says, it is time, son, you need to go, then he's got to go. Even he's not going to argue. You think he's going to go, oh, wait, but they're not ready. Well, he done gave us lots of time to get ready. The minute you heard the word of God and you knew that there's one way and only way and the way, the truth, the life, then you should have been getting ready. You might not have perfected. And trust me, if he has blessed you this far, he will bless you with brownie points. Praise God. God is merciful and God is full of nothing but grace. So if you are trying and you're trying your hardest and you're still working at it, that is okay because he knows you're trying to get right. And we just have to keep trying to get right till we get it right. But I like that. They knew, the household knew, then they would be watchful. Well, come on now. If you knew a thief was coming to your house, you would be ready. The cops would have been called. You would have been sitting there, and you would have had the smuggest look on your face because you would have said, uh-huh, you thought she was going to get me. Amen. The element of surprise is not the birthday party surprise. This is a surprise. You don't want to walk in and not be ready. My. I'm going to keep reading here at Matthew 24. After he says that, but understand this at 43, if the owner of the house had known at what time the night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. I'll keep reading. It says at 44, so you also must be ready because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom the master has put in charge of the servants in his household to give them their food at the proper time? My. You need to be ready. I'm going to read 44 again just because I think we need to hear it again. So you also must be ready because the Son of Man will come at an hour you do not expect him. Remember, this is Jesus. Now, here's what I enjoyed the part at verse 36 where it says, but about the day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. They teased him. Remember, building the ark was no quick thing. It happened over a long period of time. But they still didn't care. He warned them. And then it says at 39, and they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. My. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. I don't think I need to preach. I just need to read scripture today. Praise God. We always say, well, he's coming. Oh, please, my grandmama, my great-grandma, everybody said he was coming. Nobody knows. He himself does not know. The angels don't know. Only the Father knows. We are in a birthing pain situation. Labor could start at any moment now. We have no idea when. And so we don't want to be like the people making fun of Noah and laughing and still living up life and just being all crazy about it. And then the next thing you know, bam, the flood came. Well, God said he would never flood the earth again, but he did promise that his son would come again. I'm telling you, this is not a surprise birthday party. My, my, my. But when I also got the title, Get Right, Get Ready, I did not just think of the end of time, praise God. Let's take a look over at Philippians 4. And my other thought on this, because it's a new year, and of course we need to get right and get ready for end times. But in the meantime, we still have things that we need to be doing. We still have things and places to go. We still have people to reach. We still have things to get ready about to help make us right. And the most important thing is in this new season, you're getting a second chance. Remember, I said at the beginning, if you didn't do it in 2015, you can do it in 2016. If you didn't get it in 2015, you can get it in 2016. But the thing is, you don't want to bring what you didn't want and couldn't handle and weren't supposed to be dealing with in 2015 and bringing it along with you in a new year. That was last year. Old things are passed away. Everything is new again. I have to read. I'm just going to read until the Word of God tells me to stop. But in Philippians 4, it starts, "Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you know I love and long for my joy and crown. Stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends." Okay? I plead with you, Euodia, and I plead with Cynthia to be the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, my true companion, help these women since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel. So he's trying to explain, here's what you need to do, okay? Now let's take a look at Philippians 4:4. "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all, the Lord is near. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Now, these are instructions. "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent and praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. And the God of peace will be with you." I'm going to read that part again. "Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. And the God of peace will be with you." My, my, my. My, my, my. Then he says, "I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from him, remember, you are learning by hearing and the doing of the word of God. Amen? But we should learn to be content and still be able to do the things that we are supposed to be doing so that the God of peace will be with us. Now, I'm moving on to Jeremiah 29:11, where God has indicated, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Three stages I got out of this. One, we need to get right and get ready because we know not when the end is coming. We don't know when the Lord is coming. We don't even know when our end is coming. But we need to get right and we need to get ready. Then, while we're trying to get ready, part of being right is to meditate on the good things that God has taught us, that he has showed us, that we have learned from, what we have witnessed, and we should be doing, and meditate only on good things. Whatever things are good, whatever things are pure, whatever things positive. While we're getting ready, part of getting right is doing what he told us to do, and also making sure our minds are focused accordingly. The third thing about getting right and getting ready is, if you get right, get ready for the blessings. Remember in Jeremiah 29:11, he said, "For I know the plans I have for you." We talked about discipline at the beginning and chastise and punishment. But I've learned one thing when it comes to my Father God is that he will bless you when you do what he asks you to do. He will bless you when you live the life that he told you to live, like Jesus. He will bless you for your obedience. He certainly will bless you for your sacrifice. And he will bless you in abundance when you get right. So therefore, you need to get ready for a blessing beyond words. He said, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. If you've got to get right, then do it now. It's not so hard. It's not so difficult. And once you get right, then you have so much to be ready for. Amen. Praise God. He wants it all. This is Forever Jones.
as a voice cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And he says, love me, love me with your whole heart, he wants it all today. Serve me, serve me with your life now, he wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols, he wants it all today, he wants it all today, he wants it all today, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child that will give him their own, give it all, he wants it all. And he says, love me with your own.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we reach out into this world, Father God, for those who are longing, for those who are wanting, those who are yearning, those who are needing, those who are hungry, those who are thirsty. You said that you would give them living water. They would thirst no more. Father, right now, in the sound of my voice and those who are hearing it, those who want to claim you, we say right now that, Father God, in the name of Jesus, if they would just admit that they are a sinner, because we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God, that all they need to do is to believe that you, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate. You were crucified on the cross, dead and buried. And then 3 days later rose again. You spoke of your coming and what we should do, and then ascended into heaven to sit at the right hand of your Father. If they would confess that you are Lord and you are Lord God Almighty, that you are the way, the truth, the light, and the only way. And they truly, truly mean what they say. Then, Father God, if they would just say, I believe, I admit, confess, then they are truly, truly saved right now. We ask as they take on their newness of life in this new season, in this new year, that you would bless them, that you would watch over them, that you would comfort them, that you would encourage them, that you would send angels to encamp around them, and they will know and grow in Jesus. That they would continue to read the Word of God and continue to be fed with your Word. That their actions from this day forth would show that they have been with Jesus, and that they are with Jesus, and they walk with the Lord. They are not ashamed, but proud to say they are a child of the living God. We ask them to be strong and know that they can do all things through Christ who strengthens them, and that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. And now they have life, as you said, more abundantly and more living on purpose in your name. Teach them and raise them and train them so that they can serve you and know what their purpose is with your work, and that you would continue to guide them and lead the path as they follow, and others will follow too. We thank you right now, Father, for those who are with you and have been hesitant or maybe strayed away, that they too now confess, believe, and admit, and are still with you because you said you would never leave them nor forsake them. And so that you remain with them and they let go of you, but you have them close at hand and holding them and carrying them in your arms. Intercede on their behalf now. And Father, for those of us who know you well, who love you dearly and serve you tremendously, that you would continue to give us the strength to keep going forward. And although we may be right, if there's anything that we need to fix, then let us know. But we are ready for whatever. Bring the blessings on. We cannot contain the excitement and anticipation. We thank you now. In Jesus' name, amen. It's intentional. All things are working for your good. This is Travis Green, and we'll be right back.
Intentional.
Never failing.
Never failing.
All things are working.
is working for me. I can smile again and I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Come on, sing that out and say that.
I don't have to worry, cause
it's working for me. Yeah,
it's working for me.
And I can hold my head up.
It's working.
Hey, get your confidence back. Think I don't have to worry. It's working for me. Hey, my faith is rising now.
It's working for me.
And although I can't see how,
it's working for me.
I know that He's intentional.
Message, Pastor Jay Rouse, Get Right, Get Ready. You can always find us on Facebook, Pastor Jay Rouse, and you can also find our broadcasting division on Facebook, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. You can email us, drjrouse@gmail.com. I'm on Twitter, Pastor Jay Rouse, and also you can email rouseministriesbroadcasting@gmail.com. We always want to hear from you. If you need prayer, if you need a word, whatever you need, you let us know, and we will do our best to be there and send the Lord to bless you. But again, a very, very blessed, happy new year. Make 2016 a great year, because greater is coming. And get right, get ready. And now our benediction. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and evermore. Amen.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing me, preparing me. feel a beating in the spirit. Happy, yeah. I'm pressing in the spirit, preparing me.